my primary care physician has an office in the hospital here. However, how initially I arrived here was by emergency.
Michael Haas walks through the warmly lit hallways of the Grand River Hospital and Medical Center. This is the place, he says, where he was treated for one of the scariest moments in his life.
My heart attack was just about 2.5 years ago. Pretty much came out of nowhere. Well, you know, once again, I thought I was healthy.
The medical center in Rifle served his needs after initial surgery in Grand Junction. Haas isn't your typical 60-year-old. He has piercings and rides a motorcycle. He's also a retired musician.
I moved to Aspen, I guess, in the mid to late 70s. Oh, as a musician mostly. That's what I did for a good several years when I first moved up.
Through many of his younger years, he didn't have insurance. Luckily, he discovered a state program for low-income seniors before his heart attack. Many are not so lucky, he says, especially in Colorado's resort towns.
You know, a lot of my friends, a lot of my close friends, a lot of my Aspen friends, a lot of my musician friends have ended up with heart attacks. So yeah, it's definitely... you know, it's a challenge.
We've probably always had a high rate of uninsured here in the Tri-County area, Eagle, Pitkin, Garfield.
Nan Sundin is with Pitkin County Health and Human Services. She says the Aspen area and surrounding communities are sort of set up to leave many insuranceless.
We're a resort industry. We have seasonal workers, and we have mostly small businesses. And insurance is expensive. And then, you know, we are always challenged with getting people insured who may not be lawfully present.
She says the region's large immigrant population is often not well informed about access to insurance. The Federal Affordable Care Act requires people to have insurance on January 1st of next year. Many small businesses and seasonal workers in the Aspen region will find coverage through a state-run marketplace of health plans, also called an exchange. But Sundin says many will skip coverage altogether.
You know, out here in the Wild West, we will always have people who are not going to be willing to conform to the law.
Right now, about 830,000 Coloradans don't have health insurance, or 16% of the state's population. Young people are the largest group without insurance, but the poor, unemployed, and mountain and rural areas also have high rates of uninsured. Jeff Bontrager tracks these statistics for the Colorado Health Institute.
Grand, Eagle, Summit, Pitkin, and Garfield counties. For that region, we know that about 25% of residents in that region report being uninsured.
After the Affordable Care Act is in effect in 2016, Bontrager expects the number of uninsured in the region that covers Pitkin, Eagle, and Garfield counties to be cut in half, so that just 9.9% of residents here are uninsured, rather than 20%. But just because more people will be enrolled doesn't mean everyone will get access to care, says Nan Sundin with Pitkin County.
We may insure a whole bunch of people, but if the medical community doesn't find a way to take Medicaid and take these insurances, it's not really going to matter. We're going to still have the same issue where people have to go far away to get the medical care they need.
She says many physicians in the Aspen area don't take Medicaid patients because the reimbursement is so low. She's unsure how much doctors will be reimbursed under the health exchange plans.
You know, we can do blood draws and stuff here, Band-Aids, tongue depressors, alcohol.
Kathleen Chioka gives a tour of a patient room at the Mountain Family Health Clinic in Rifle. This is where many of the newly insured patients may come. It's a federally qualified health center, so it earns more from taking a Medicaid patient, for example, than a private physician does. Ross Brooks is the executive director.
At Mountain Family, we are a primary care provider that takes care of all patients regardless of ability to pay. So we see a very high percentage of uninsured folks in our clinics in Glenwood Springs, Basalt, and Rifle.
Already, half of the patient load these clinics serve is uninsured. So with the changes to the law, Mountain Family Health Centers expects more patients and more revenue.
Having a patient who has health insurance is better reimbursement for us to provide the service. For the patient themselves, it's excellent because they don't have to worry about putting bread on their table or making other life decisions when they have health insurance.
Back in Rifle at Grand River Hospital, retired musician Michael Hawes points toward his doctor's office.
AFib incident with my heart and had to come here to get it stabilized. Consequently, spent about 24 hours here.
Newly insured under a special program for seniors, Hawes says dealing with his heart attack and the resulting hospital bills without insurance would have been catastrophic.
You know, I don't think I'd be here right now, to be honest with you, just because the stress level of, you know, owing that much money. Yeah, it was a godsend, or whatever you want to call it.
Hawes's plan, called Old Age Pension, is state-funded and will stay in place under the Affordable Care Act. Others who are uninsured can start to enroll in the so-called insurance marketplace in October. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Krivenin.